Now KRWG News. Good morning. It is 7:45. The city of Las Cruces announced the upcoming retirement of Police Chief Patrick Gallagher yesterday. Gallagher began working with the city in January of 2018. His retirement will become effective August 1st. Chief Gallagher said when he was hired, he had planned to hold the position for 2 to no more than 3 years. In an address to administrative staff yesterday, he noted he felt it was a good time to afford the newly sought city manager to select a police chief of his or her choosing, and said considering recent events on a local and national level, he felt it was time to move on. The city is currently considering who will fill the void of the chief position in the interim until a new chief is hired. Many in New Mexico are experiencing economic hardships during this pandemic, and a new study says Hispanic families are being hit particularly hard. The results show widespread pay cuts, layoffs, and small savings accounts depleted. While some have turned to unemployment benefits or federal stimulus money to get by, undocumented immigrants are not eligible for those supports. New Mexico lawmakers are asking the state's congressional delegation to work to include undocumented immigrants in the next round of federal relief. KUNM's Nash Jones has more.
A survey released Tuesday by the national research firm Latino Decisions showed that 1 in 5 Hispanic families in New Mexico had someone in their home lose a job due to COVID-19. And for those who kept their jobs, about half saw their hours or pay reduced. A similar amount were working essential jobs, often for low pay, and more than half of the immigrants in the study were doing that frontline work. Santa Fe Mayor Alan Weber spoke during the press conference that announced the survey's findings.
What the data from this study say to me is that those who are among the most essential in our community are also the most vulnerable.
The study, commissioned by several local immigrant and child advocacy organizations, also found around half of Hispanic families in New Mexico had less than $1,000 in savings, and about a third had already burned through it. Weber is one of 45 local elected officials who signed on to a letter urging New Mexico's congressional delegation to push for the next federal coronavirus relief package to include eligibility for all New Mexicans, regardless of immigration status. Public-private partnerships in the states of California and Connecticut have provided one-time direct payments to some undocumented residents. For KUNM, I'm Nash Jones.
It's a July 4th weekend that's unrecognizable. Some thoughts from commentator Algernon de Massa.
Independence Day approaches amid tough news about the spread of COVID-19 in New Mexico and across the U.S. Meanwhile, there are continuing protests over white supremacy and its roots in our institutions. And some of these demonstrators, citizens, human beings, are still being answered with tear gas and pepper spray by officers sworn to protect them. There is a lot of rain coming down on the fireworks this year, and civic leaders are pleading with us to enjoy them from our homes. The city of Las Cruces won't even say where they're launching them from. Happy 4th of July. Please stay home. State officials and Governor Lujan Grisham had much to say this week about individual behavior and its role in New Mexico's turn for the worse with the new coronavirus. To wit, as soon as the state reopened businesses a little bit, too many people went back to normal and refused to follow the advice of health experts. It turns out there are a lot of people with whom we wouldn't want to share a lifeboat. You know, in survival movies, there's often that character who endangers everybody else because they're secretly hoarding food or even colluding with the predator alien that's killing the heroes. Well, it turns out that guy is a lot of us. But it's not all about individual behavior, and this is important not to forget. There are ways in which our systems of production are forcing us into that lifeboat with the monster in the first place. Many people have to go to work outside their home, and there is still not enough protective equipment for them because our supply chains and distribution networks haven't produced enough supply. And the outbreaks in prisons across America reflect the extent of mass incarceration in the land of the free. We could make similar observations about how we argue about race. Much of it focuses on individual behavior rather than systems that maintain class power and weaponizes our ideas about race. The symptoms matter, but if you have a virus, you can't just treat symptoms. So, happy 4th indeed. All week long, people have been celebrating their freedom by lighting off fireworks late at night, waking me up, just like every year. Maybe, just maybe this year, there will be less activity and more time to reflect on independence, along with personal responsibility, how we behave in the lifeboat, but also to reflect on the forces that sank the ship and decided who gets a seat on the lifeboat in the first place. You can find me on Twitter at Algernon Writes. With the weekly Desert Sage commentary, I'm Algernon Damassa.
Algernon's columns appear in the Las Cruces Sun News. You can also read him in the local viewpoint section at krwg.org. Damassa's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG or NMSU.